veterans prayer on page 22. Thus I approve. At one time, the blessed one was known in the royal domain of Walter Street Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the phenomena called the Dhamma currents. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five soundness of their natural happiness. And through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five standards should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure nor pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no composition of factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind or no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance. So on up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion from old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken by. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you want, and the tender candidates will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Oh, Lord, 今日拍进去了，赶紧得去算。
谢谢妹了。我今天拍进去，因为这张呢，带领送把三千块给你们的钱呢。送把那学长，我叫，那姐妹姐姐都，得送去，学长。好了。姐妹姐，但俺但咱的三千个，人把人说拍进去就要啊。
哦。
我得给我们开一，赶紧去算。得去算，你得。
老师。
小龙还是读书。
小龙还是读，我家姐妹姐我读，就是读。老。我姐妹姐。我姐好像是读书。姐妹姐。我姐妹姐，老师。嗯。是不是三姐你举报了这些的？
没错。
你说。老师。你到底要不要？当地的。 大概松柏山区呢，九百六十六号线。那那，但是山区比我到，本来那年价格都，多么的是，那多少了？价格都贵一些，价格了，价格都贵，价格了，蛮贵的，价格都贵，价格了，蛮贵呢。
没来吧？跟多些的，现在这帮长期没出吧？是九百六十六个的，但那么样的，用的是九百六十六个的，当然的。等下你去住就过年，多把九百了，从哪里出单？一个就初二，送的都送进去，头些也忙的话，落把了，头些也忙的话了，落个月才等。 那意思就九百多，他等那一下，等那么得给的，等到三级别，我都三十张就给三级的也是，我都是。他等那的阶段呢，让你他看嘛，我的，那本来等你价格都
pēdāng jāgā tōng rōmē tē sērē rūyī chāgā lā mā sē nā jāgā tōng lhēkā mā rōwā wā tē nā kī ngā sē sēchēng tāng jīyā sāng jī kī sā lōng rōwā lā nā rūyī rōgī rī mā tōng tēngā tēng lēng rōgī mā rē sērē rūyī chāgā lā mā sē nā mē lē pā ngā sērē chāgā lā mā gu nā mē lē pā kēng tō sē sēng jī tāng jī sēng jī pā tāng jī mē chū pā sē Tijin sanji dara nengi yo jeba zanji me choba, joba la logu giri esen. Yisi janju simbi joba san gandu, jizani me joba yaburi dujari san, medu yaburi dujari san, medu joba la tagiruwa. Ndina yendi jizi sen jeba zanji me choba, joba la, yisi janju simbi joba san gandu kanda yuri esen. Janju simba san yendi ki, randi, yeni, yeni ta chawa za jeni. Ndu se jeni ya, janju sen sen gandu jiguya de, え、世間たちが導入でのまずいように、ちゃんと先なんすね、てばちも。わてんだこんじゃ。ログ、てぎちゃが。そう。てやんで、じ、基礎的に飛ばじばら、その味相談、いぎじ相に、そんでと、そうじんしね。とひやまではら、とひやまではらロバグス。え、てやんじ、基礎的に立ち上げ、に
So previously, we I've gone through several times about development of bodhicitta. And so now here what it says is now just generating bodhicitta within oneself alone is not adequate. It is not an ample practice. So having generated bodhicitta within oneself, and what we need to do is to then actually engage in the conduct of the bodhisattvas, which is a very important part. just like that, if one has a motivation or the intention of going somewhere or going to India, and just having motivation is not as sufficient. And you, in order to actually get to India, you have to engage in the actions that actually lead oneself, that actually that enables one to actually reach India. In the same manner, in order to, you know, our purpose of generating bodhicitta is to gain state of enlightenment. So then to gain the state of enlightenment, one needs to not only just to generating bodhicitta, but also engaging in the conduct, the activities of the bodhisattva, which then leads oneself to the state of complete state of enlightenment. So here, to gain the state of in order to gain the state of complete state of enlightenment, such as the unity of Dharmakaya and the Rupakaya, which is the form body of nature truth body. So we need to nature truth body. We need to accumulate merits and the insights that becomes the cause for enlightenment, which is enlightened body of Rupakaya and Dharmakaya. So. Therefore, once we have generated the bodhicitta within oneself, then the stages of the practice, such as practice of six paramitas, starting from six perfections, in other words, starting from the perfection of generosity and so on, will need to be, taken as one's practice. So, accumulation of merits and accumulation of insight, in other words. And these are the two main driving force for accomplishment of complete state of enlightenment. And so this is also known as the practice of methods, method aspect, and then wisdom aspects. So if you look at this practice of the six perfections and the above five perfections are said to be the perfection of what we call the method aspect of the practice of the method aspect. And the last sixth practice, which is the practice of wisdom, it is the wisdom aspect. So it is through the combination, the practice of combination of the method aspect and the wisdom aspect will then lead oneself to the state of enlightenment. And so it is through this, you know, perfecting those practices, practice of six perfections, will then ripen one's mind stream, in other words, one's continuum. And then not only that it's ripened one's own continuum, but also we'll be able to ripen the continuum of other beings to gain the state of enlightenment. So it is true, you know, it is important to understand that all of those practice of the six perfections, you know, which starts from the perfection of generosity, perfection of morality, perfection of patience, and then the perfection of perseverance or the efforts, and then in the perfection of concentrations and perfection of wisdoms. So all of these perfections, you know, when one is engaging in the practice, and this, all these practices, one's practice must be conjoined with the understanding of what we call the emptiness, will then really become a perfection. Perfection of you know, generosity, perfection of morality, and so on. Otherwise, again, if one's practice of the generosity is not again conjoined with the one's practice of generosity lacks the understanding of emptiness, then this will not become practice of combination of, you know, wisdom and methods. So therefore, in order to make one's practice of generosity become a practice of both wisdom and method, then one need to practice, engage in the practice of generosity based upon the fine-tuned understanding of what is meant by emptiness.
Jimba, Yamba de Yena Basun is a character than Sazingi Yamba Sazingi Yamba Terua.
No, that Tangu Jimba Tangu did it, Sazing Jimba.
Oh, Tangu Jimba Jimba
Lima Tesh, this Sazing Jimba Tesh, the kid.
Or the
Chu Jimba, the chair, she need legger wagon.
What is it? Tedua, not the truth. Something hero city, the truth. Tangu Jimba La Lulon Chu Gita. Lu Chawa Lu So Ni Sen Chuan Tamba Timakan Yamba Derwa. Kela's having
difficulty with his eyes. Yeah, then the Sanzing Chimba Chawa Luzo to Chuan Tamba Tumakan Chimba did it, Sanzing Chimbe, and the Tishi. Oh, Sanzing Chimba, yeah.
Luso needs already child, Luso needs it. Chuma Tamba Timakan Jimba Tang Yanser or Tang Yanser. Tumanina, or a Tumanina, or a Tumba Nimina. And Tamba the Jaji, Kojo Pison, Suba, goes, Benjo, Dachimbu, Yajanser. Jimba Tuma Jimbi. Jimba Matun, or Jimba Matun in Himbo, Kaya Majum was Tenzin, Tizan, Kato, then he don't you choose it. Both of them you choose so, said Sunny easily. Sunny, the re Lenta, Name, so that Majava, don't you start Jimba Ton to the Rua. Jimba Tonly considered the Kanga, the Sajing Jimba Chi, Jimba Ton, Paton Sadi. Little Name, the social, Lizard Sender, Jipendo, and Tanachin, the Maiba, such a coronal mean it, Angry is a thing that Rotten, that Chiman de Hijo in the Zata. Little Chow, Luso Nins, Chuan Tamba Timakan, Yamba Tang Yamba Chuan Timakan, Yamba, Chichi, yes. 我们马就把电视 Tarin Lenta, or Namela, Merova, Asin, Tungu, or Cato, Tanda, Hatsambada judging it in each arm of land, the general famous chimbuchuni, and then at it. And land the tea goes to Yamba Tongi, you heard it, Tom, my new big janky, and that is on the cut on the Naji, is it? What the lady? Did he land that the lady inside the Tarin and Pat cut on the Naji inside the Santo? Did he land that? Namela, Meribas.
So those six practice of the six perfections is also known as the general practice of the Bodhisattva is also known as general practice of the Bodhisattvas. The first, the practice of generosity. We talked this earlier. The practice of morality, practice of tolerance, or it's also practice of patience, and practice of perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. Those are the six practices. Six practices. It's also known as six paramitas, six practice of six perfections, and this is also known as the general practice of the Bodhisattvas. And so now, speaking about as to the first practice, which is the practice of practice of generosity. So what does really mean by, you know, actual nature of the practice of generosity? So here it is important to bear in our mind when we talk about practice of generosity, it is not the person who is actually engaging this practice. It's not the nature of practice of generosity. And then also, for instance, the first practice of generosity is the practice of generosity of giving a material gift to others. And whatever the material gift, the object that you have, it's not the actual nature of, you know, practice of generosity. So what is the actual nature of practice of generosity here? It's actual nature of practice of generosity is the actual, the mind that has a quality of giving without any obligations. So in other words, when you're actually engaging in practice of the, you know, regarding this practice of generosity, there are also three different kinds. The first is the practice of generosity with regard to the giving material gift. So that is, when you're engaging in the practice of generosity, such as giving material gift, and making sure that you have no obligation involved, and your practice of generosity, of giving, must be very pure. One must not really engage in the practice of generosity by, you know, by thinking that by means of this practice, I will have a better, you know, kind of become a better person, you know, and I may be lacked by a lot of different people, and maybe I'll become a very famous, and so on and so forth. And if this kind of motivation is involved, and then your practice of generosity, the first practice of generosity, which is the giving material gift, will not become a pure practice of generosity. So therefore, it is very important to examine our mind, be very alert right from the beginning when we are engaging in the practice of generosity. And even if you are giving out, in the text it says one spoonful of zampa, which is a barley flour, you know, giving away to someone, one must give this with out of pure motivations and with the respect. You know, sometimes we have a tendency that when you see someone who is needed, some needy people, and we have something to give us, we have something to give them, and you are giving it to them by looking at someone as a little bit inferior than oneself, and boosting up ourselves, you know, boosting ourselves as a, someone who is superior than the person who, to whom you are giving. So this is, again, completely different motivations and different act. So when you are engaging in this practice of generosity, such as giving, you know, one must do so with out of pure respect to the person you are actually giving, and with the pure motivations.
Ba yu pung su tang zhene, bu chu mang su le sanba chang chu chi sen sen bi gu ni zhene. Chi kang ji tang zhene, chi zang, sanba, chen pu re.
Di tara di chang mang yi de shi jia bing kian.
Ya sabay, ngon zhene 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 zhene. Ta de kawad zhene, ngon kawad zhene, ta nag de.
Ta oma di chue ki jimba de re shi.
Chi yi jimba da re. Ta zhi gu. Nari. Chi. A chi ji ma gan ba ni zhe ren da ni ni ya ya ta chi ji jian ba ne zhe ren nian de jian la zhe ren pen xian ji nian de jian la pen xian ji zhe ren chi 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 ye ba ji ten ba yan dang zhe ren ni gi zu la pe cha che wa chi ji ye ji chi ji jian ba chi ji jian ba duo li zhe ren tel chudur dua chiji jamba dua li sri dua ni sri chi jin ma jamba jin ken da jong de lama de la chi ti tin den de de che ba hi ni ba do gu ba me sr de ji ga ne dua chi chi che de wo ren ni ti ma de jin lo sha ga
na so
chi ti tin de wo de dan de jin jong hi ni ba do gu ba me de sr Chijin de se, yinba yinli chodo chobari se. Pe na se, nijun soji tsayang se, rangi tako do se, yonti pecha li zang andabu, dung andabu, chik chadu ji do se, nizu tsayang, rangi tako do ne, tako do se, gung soji se, rangi tako do se, Kachoji, Hanatan, Sri, and then Sitchin Tangi, Kuni, Nepa, Sani, Sri, Jena, Sri, and Chiji Jimba, don't do this, Chiji Jimba, don't do this, Chida, Tiba, don't do this, Chida. Tiba chida tibi isri. Bosin sojo chida tibi bosin soji jola ma se. Pachan jona yen taji mi isri. Tini jo gu de tena ro.
So once you have completed one's practice of giving, such as giving material gift, then one should never have any kind of regret and remorse. I shouldn't have given that, I shouldn't have given this and that, If you have a regret, then this will not become a virtuous, you will not be able to accumulate any kind of merits. And in fact, your practice of generosity is completely waste. It is wasted. So it will not become a worthwhile. So therefore, it is important that you after you have given, then it is important to rejoice in your own practice of giving and dedicate one's, practice of giving for one's own achievement of enlightenment or the liberations. And then this will really become a pure practice of generosity, of giving material gift. So then the next, you know, the second practice of generosity is practice generosity of giving dharma. It is, literally to teach the dharma. So which is out of those three gifts, it says the practice of generosity, the practice of giving dharma is the superior, you know, supreme among all the practice of you know, generosity. And so same thing there again, when one is engaging in the practice of giving dharma, particularly the someone who is teaching dharma, being on the high throne, and having a lot of followers, and there is a great chances such an individual can generate pride in him or her, because he or she is greatly venerated and respected by a number of followers, being on a very high throne and looking towards all their followers. And there is a danger of generating a self-importance. And this will then ruin completely his or her practice of giving dharma. Therefore, whenever one gives the practice, you know, teachings of the dharma, right down to the, even, you know, you are teaching one word of chanting or one word of mantra to someone, one must do so with a very pure motivations, with no obligations involved, and never ever, you know, give the teachings out of motivations of becoming oneself as a very famous person, and having a motivations of thinking about that someone may look at you as a very, scholar, you know, and someone who's a scholarly learned and so on. So that's very important. So therefore, when the Buddha gives his teachings, Buddha has given the teachings to all his disciples, the countless number of disciples, merely to tame their mind and merely to establish them to the state of, you know, nirvana or the freedom or the state of enlightenment and so on. So in the same way, whenever we are actually engaging in the practice of giving dharma, and one's motivation must be a very pure, that you're actually giving the dharma to tame his or her mind and to gain the state of enlightenment. So this is the, you know, the main kind of motivation that one need to cultivate.
Tante jisi yadirbe.
Ta tante di chogi chimpa timba.
Ani.
Tan chimpa tagi yawa sum shen yinba gina.
Ani hi yongbe.
Yawa sum shen di gana ta zangzingi chimpa di ta chogi chimpa di tobi che. Ta di nye ta mijigwi chimpa dirwa.
A mijigwi chimpa dirwa.
Ta tama di mijigwi chimpa dirwa.
A mijigwi chimpa chiki dirwa.
Ta jini shi gini lo.
Tinko di kari sindu.
Ta mijigwi chimpa sheba gyan rungbu migwe chis. Ta mijigwi chimpa di pana migwa shen yang zora dunga da zoni doba tsi jiwa.
Dini. Ori ri ri. Chidwa tipa san jimbo san si ji ji jiyo la ma, di kye tsarwa?
Di kye san xie tsarwa.
Ah, xean jiyo na?
Da wawal, da xean ya zonra dungye we zon ni dweba tansi.
Ah.
Mi kye wawak tanda yikten.
Hmm.
Oma di.
Yin ya zonra dungye zyan de?
Oh, di, di. Di tsa mi jikbi jimbo di kodi marwa.
Ah, li, yin ya an sari. Zonra dungye wa sara re.
No.
Zon ni dweba tansi sari. Tanda ni, yin ya zonra dungye wa zon ni dweba tansi. Shijin, 去去吧，去去吧，得了，等把大伯当是的。压根说起对手是，不想说是，擦当里叫吧，说讲是的，没几笔钱把银是吧？老，他这里银呀，将来我的把正好呢，这笔钱把收个哪里的借呢？正好呢，将来农民啊，真等把等的。
龙给他拿你那咖喱鸡呢？真的打包就等于这样的个的东西了哇！那等于东西嘛，真的打包当是可正方点嘛，就点包在这个打，就这个托给你接的。那嗯，去接娃子，你确实给买空那个买的那，确实接娃地里，就把打包都得了哇！去接确实给他买空那个买的那有呢，那说说给。
你给我去把的，没给他那满意吧？已经没时间去吃嘛，可能轻轻的了去，就吃啊，店里你把他们吃光，去连头发几个，吃两头发几个也是的。那你压根说句对手是，压根都跟我说句对手是，不算数，擦妆里，就把手脏起来，没几笔钱把银，压根都跟我讲的，压根用的啥装不用着，那跟我讲的啥装不用着，等到现在的。
压根准备一个就控制中，俺都留点几把的，控制了差几个月的，怕中啥了怕个的。然后差不离我的去，等到这，差不离我的去中啥了个啊？中不离我的差了怕个的不？等到把萝卜不想引起了，等到几根得先把这个的，你这不，嗯对了，没几笔先把黑椒吧，让，没得了，嗯没得了。
金巴安黑巴子，没几笔金巴黑巴子，江宁不，没几件事，没几笔金巴生的，有几件事没几件事，累计黑子就来金巴东，没几笔金巴生，现在有几的他的目前的山东某个巴子，累计黑子就来没几笔金巴东的有个的，有时候累计黑子，说了黑子，大部分人呢，现在三年多不多嘛，那么多吧，那有了，那等那个啥物呢？ 那都是那可控制中国多少的，得了吧？民众的偏心去到跟，怕别的比说些叫马列先生的。门前边肩膀黑膀子，让人不某个经营是的，有钱不行，就那样见得有是的。我这几个是呢？嗯，有是。搞不懂。So
the third practice of generosity is the practice of generosity. Is called the generosity of protection from fear, you know, protection from fear. So there are so here it says it's one of the easiest way of you know practicing this is because even if you look at somewhere and if one kind of insects or whatever it is in danger, it's or you know I mean it's life is in danger. If you're aware of that, and just move one of your limb, that you just hand or whatever, just to move your hand and just you know place this particular insects to the safe place. This is also the form of practice of generosity. Which is generosity, protection from fear. And of course, we are completely, this one is completely based on the sutra system and a very, you know, simple way of, you know, describing the protection from, you know, practice of protection from fear. But this has a more meaning to it, and it has a lot of different explanations and different way of defining the practice of, you know, protection from fear. But right now, we are completely focusing on the sutra system. And so then it says, the mind, the practitioner of the mind will always, in other words, the, you know, we as a practicing, the Dharma practitioners are the practitioner of the mind, you know, training one's mind, who are actually engaging, constantly engaging in training of one's own mind. This is the practitioner of Dharma. This is what is meant by practitioner of Dharma. Must always look at
and try to do something that really, you know, becomes one's practice, you know, Dharma practice. For instance, if one is walking somewhere, and if you see something that we talked earlier, that some the small insects in danger, and you just try to protect that particular you know, insect, and this is, you know, act of bodhisattva, and this is also one of the practice of generosity that we talked earlier. So so therefore, it's just constantly, you know, we have to be aware of what kind of conducts, what kind of activities or the practice that is that really becomes the Dharma. As a practitioner of the Dharma, must be constantly reminded oneself of one's every actions. You know, some, you know, it's not really becoming, you know, non-virtuous, in other words.
So we roughly went through this the practice of generosity, the three kinds of practice, and so Gisela is saying that once we covered roughly all those six perfections, so then again he will elaborate once again all the way from practice of perfection to the practice of the wisdom. So this will make more comprehensive. Then the next practice of morality. So practice of morality is to sungwi sempa in Tibetan, sungwi sempa, which means is to that you're actually abstaining from misdeeds, in other words, having, as you know, a firm commitment of not engaging in the actions that are harmful. This is what is meant by misdeeds. So this practice of morality becomes the most important part.
So regardless of what kind of practice that one may engage in, if one engages in the practice of generosity, such as, you know, feeding all those hungry beings and giving away clothing, shelters, and so on and so forth, yet at the same time, if you lack this practice of morality, then again, your practice of generosity will not become a pure practice of generosity. So the practice of morality is the foundation for all of our practice. You know, one's practice must begin, you know, by building up this practice of morality. So therefore it says, whenever we engage in the practice, it always emphasizes in the practice of morality, starting from that abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions for the ordinary beings. Those are the practice that actually, you know, understand, you know, that leads oneself to engage in the practice of morality, abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions. And then there are other vows, such as, you know, individual liberation vows, or those are all the practice, you know, belongs to the practice of morality. The bodhisattva's vow. And then if you go further, then there are like tantric vows and so on and so forth. All of them are the practice of, you know, requires the practice of morality. All of those practices.
ཡིན་ན་ནབ་ཡེ་དང་ཅིབ་ཡེ་ལོ་ནི་པུན་སེམ་བལ་ཅེ་ཅིན་ཡེ་ཅེ་ད་ཅིཏིན་ལ་ནབ་སུན་རེ་ཡེ་ཅེ་དེ་ལ་མ་སུན་ལེ་ཡེ་ཅེ་ནི་ཅིཏིན་ནི་གུམ་བ་སུན་ད་པོ་དེ་ཡེ་ཅེ་ང་རྒྱན་ལེ་སོ་སོ་ཐ་པ་དེ་དེ་ཅེ་ད་དུ་དུ་ཡེ་དེ་བལ་ཅང་ཅུ་སེམ་བི་ནུམ་པ་ཡེ་གི་བ་ཡེ་ཅེ་གེ་དེ་མེ་ཁི་པི་ཡེ་ཅེ་ལ་ཅེ་ ཁང་དུང་ལེན་བྱེད་ལ་ཅང་ཅུ་གི་སེན་ཅེ་ཆང་ཡོལ་ནི་ཅང་ཅུ་གི་སེན་དེ་ཅེ་ཆང་ཡོལ་ནི་ཅང་དུང་ཅང་ཅུ་གི་དུང་བ་སེ་ད་སུང་ཅ་ཡ་ཐུབ་ན་བ་དེ་ཨ་ནི་ཅང་དུང་ལེན་བྱེད་ལ་ཅོ་ད་ཅི་ཅི་ཡུ་གུ་པ་ད་བོ་སུང་བ་ནེ་སེ་ཁང་ཅི་ཀོ་སུ་ད་ཁང་ཅི་ཀོ་སེ་ཁང་དུ་བྱེད་ལ་གི་ནུ་ཅུ་དོ་ཅོ་པ་ ཁྱི་ཅང་ཅན་སེན་ཅི་ལོ་པ་ལོ་བི་དེན་ཆུ་ལ་གུ་པ་ལི་སེ་གུ་པ་ལི་ན་པ་ཐང་ཅི་དོ་ནེ་མ་ཡེན་དོ་སེ་ད་དེ་ནན་ལ་ཅི་དེ་མེན་དང་ཅ་ལ་ཡ་བ་ཁི་ལ་མ་དུ་ཉེ་ཅི་དེ་བི་ཅི་ཅིན་དུང་བ་སུང་ད་བོ་དེ་སེ་ནང་དེ་ནས་སོ་སོ་ད་བི་ད་དུ་གེན་དེ་བ་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བི་དུ་བ་ཁི་བ་ཅི་ཡེ་དེ་མེན་ཁི་བི་ ཉུ་ཅན་ལ་ཅང་དུང་ལེན་བྱེད་ལ་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བྱེད་དུང་བ་དང་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བྱེད་དུང་བ་དང་ད་དུང་བ་དང་ཅིན་སེན་ཅི་ཅ་ཅི་ལ་སེན་ཅི་ལ་ཉུ་ཅན་དང་མ་ཅིན་ནི་ཅི་སེན་ཅི་མ་ཅི་བ་ཧ་རི་དེ་ཁེན་དེ་ཁི་བི་ཉུ་ཅན་ལ་ཅང་དུང་ལེན་བྱེད་ལ་ཅ་ད་ཅི་ཅི་ཡུ་གུ་པ་ད་བོ་སུང་བ་ནེ་སེ་ཁང་ཅི་ ཁང་ཅི་ཀོ་སེ་རེ་བུ་བི་དེན་ལ་ཅི་གི་ནུ་ཅུ་དོ་ཁེ་པ་ཡེ་ཅང་སེ་སེན་ཅི་སོ་པ་སོ་བི་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་ཅི་སོ་པ་སོ་བི་དེན་ཅུ་ལ་གུ་པ་ལི་ནབ་ཐང་ཅི་ལ་ནི་གུ་མ་མ་ཡོ་དི་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བི་ཧ་གུ་སེ་ཨ་ཅི་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བི་དེན་ཅུ་དོ་ཅ་པ་གུ་པ་ཅུ་སེན་བ་ཐང་ལ་གུ་མ་རེ་སེན་ཅི་རེ་ནབ་ཐང་ཅི་ལ་ནི་མ་ཡེན་དེ་སེ་རེ 那么他这样的蛮有点讲 tuzula yore yore, te chandun, te gibi tenge ma, miji miji gumari singe sa, riba?
No.
Ta chichiro isi na.
Chansem ki laba lobe tenu kyo yu lada lobe, di la webdo mena ki la.
Ah.
Nga ki, ka, nga dobe ten la gelong chodo sheba yin sheba shinsa. Chansem ki laba lobe ten la, then the chow la gongpo la nama tam jen de ma yin de.
Ah, jang ma tam jen ma yin jen de ba.
So as we talked earlier about the practice of morality, so in the practice of morality that there are many different kinds of vows and moral practices, starting from, we talked earlier about the practice of abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions, and then also it's there's a the vows called pratimoksha, which is individual liberations, the vows of individual liberation, and the vows of bodhisattva, bodhisattva's vow, and the hunting vows, which is the most, that's difficult to observe in the hunting vows. And so all of those, needs to be observed by one who is actually who has a pure desire for engaging in the practice of the bodhisattva's deeds. Because without observing those morality, it's simply not possible for one to actually engage in the practice of the bodhisattvas. So to make one's practice very effective, it's really determined by how your moral practices are. And it says, if one simply engage in the practice of generosity without observing the moral practice of morality, it is then this mere become a practice of generosity, and it will not really it will give you a result. As a result, in your future life you might become a rich, but you will not be able to actually have an actual quality of human being. In other words, you will not be able to have a conducive human being, some who can really engage in the practice of the Dharma and so on. So therefore, in order to make one's practice of generosity very pure and something that really give rise to an appropriate result, then this need to be taken, one's practice of generosity need to be taken on the basis of practice of observing morality.
Oh, this is the Johnson G. Lopan Lopi, Tendo, Chibi, Hadon, Learn, Yuseta. No, I'm not going to give you an answer. So that you don't dance, so that you don't buy dance, so you don't dance, Johnson G. Lopan Lopi, Hiena, and so that you don't buy the dance, Tumoy, Pandon, Tess, Gondel, Dumbi. Sitting la, means a cheese, tongue, so touchy, do they, mena? Make it chupon, Chansen ji, ju ji, megi jupon ki, chitin dansen. So ta dungba ni, chansen ji, dungba li, mu, tadi, pa, sunba yen, sunba, je, sere. Ta te tingre, chi, jo, tukriba, chi, je, chi, chi, lo, shi, ma, ta.
Kien, kaan, ma, sunba, danda.
Ah. Nere, ana kanda ki gudan sada ji dumba de thede ma yin sa da ni ji dum bi chi tin dumba su da ba dum sada ji dumba yin da ibi ni zen la cha dun le bi ten la sada ji ji chi tin gu ba ta bo sun ba ne sa de mo do wa ha ji ko wo sa ma de Maji go, go, sir. How do we tell her? How do we tell her? Say, Gino Chudo, Chuba. Gino Chudo, Chuba, yes. Chancing ye, Lopa, Lobby. Then Chula, and then Guba Lee is Nabataji and Mayeno, Maye Tessri. Chancing the money between the Laguris and all the Gumaris in Zari. And Chancing ye, Lopa, sir. Dubi tiang do chubi is hatang loyang yu isari.
So it says, if you look at in the text, particularly the tantric text, it says, in order for one to become a really good practitioner of the tantra and the fully ordained monks and nuns will be the best candidate for someone who can engage in the practice of the tantra. Why it is so? Because of their morality. So therefore, that really indicates, you know, the moral, you know, the morality is, it's really, you know, plays a very, you know, critical role in all our practices. So so then it says, it's each and every action that we may take, you know, one's action must be based upon the, you know, observation of morality, or the, you know, engaging based on the observation of the moralities. So just even to gain this, you know, human rebirth, so if one lacks the practice of morality, it is not possible for one to gain a human rebirth. In fact, it says the human rebirth must be obtained by observing pure morality and the and the pure prayers. In other words, the combination of pure prayers and then pure observation of morality will then really become a cause for, you know, giving rise to human rebirth. So, so in other words, if you look at this, you know, the practice of the Dharma, without, you know, the moral conduct, it is not possible for one to actually even to gain any kind of realizations. If one is, you know, because when we talk about the practicing of the Dharma, our practicing of the Dharma is to gain complete liberations or the liberations or the state of enlightenment. And this needs to be done on the basis of engaging in the practice of pure compassion, love, tolerance, and so on. And all of those practices requires the moral conduct and the morality. So without observing the moral practice or the morality, our practice of compassion, love, and tolerance will not become a pure practice of love or practice of compassion and so on. So therefore, it emphasizes very strongly, you know, every practices and every teachings that we look at, and it emphasizes very strongly about the practice of morality.
Does it?
Long.
Changjian ji lo ba lo bi tian de ji bi la dang ya yu shi de wa.
Tian de chang mo lap sa long.
Wo na gan dai ki 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 de tian lo ta le.
Lap sa.
Gan dai ki ni su da ji
ちょっと待ってきてるわ。ラプサロン。あれね、カゼンです。てたかずと。たでま、たけちで、それもすじとば。ああ。たでま、ペジンがに3試合時間ちょっと連じ、邪魔連じてくすまれけな。で、で。てそれさろとば。で。だそ。うん。たかばにきて。
Oh,
Kishla is saying if we can do the questions and answer now, and the next time we'll go from here, from detail for this. That is the two dealings. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I have a question. For instance, if you take the profession of patience, what would it look like? Without understanding emptiness with it, and what would versus practicing patience with emptiness, and can you give examples?
Then the answer is, patience. Then the answer is, patience. The patience took some time to learn. The patience took some time to learn. Kena cik sebenar nyamne, cimbenar nyamne, suri nyamne. Tiga sama lo. Ia pasien tu rare ni ya aku kasur. Cik tony double lo esembaju kores. Di majuna ko di pasien tu ko pasien lah aku. Di sanggup maris labdos.
Di kanda.
Pasien.
Ya.
Pasien tu nyamne rare ni. Tapi na sebenar nyamne curuba. Sebenar nyamne di Don't you double is in bed on the Benjamin Candice or so?
On the Tony Togrua. Tony to the Zepa Gundi in Chibarua. Tony to the Taz, Zepas and then the Roa. Tony to Gudon Candice, Zepas and the Zepa Gunala and the Pajo Kaza de la Nichi et Jigrua. And Kaza de Kono. Wrong, you need to tuba my ink again. And then another Tony Mato Pilol Catons your tet on Mandag. And Tony the Tosudo, go wrong, you need to cook, care about the crown, you need to tuba my ipa. And change it into one jangu yura.
So normally, when we talk about the patient, the practice of patient, and practice of patience is understood in terms of, you know, refraining oneself from generating uneasy sort of feeling within oneself when something happens. Right, because if one is being oneself, all by yourself, isolated, and practicing tolerance, make not much sense. Because when we talk about practicing patience, it's when we are confronted by someone or situation that really irritates you, and that is the moment that maintenance of your calmness of your mind, not irritated, and your mind become not distracted. So then here, the main point here is when we talk about practice of the patient, you're practicing patient with regard to something, you know, in relation to something, in other words. Whether you are, if you have a situation that some kind of object or you're learning something that you are unable to really understand that, and that makes you impatient and irritated, and you know that distracts your mind. And so then in that particular let's, you know, Gishla is actually for, you know, set up an individual, he says. If you become angry with some one person and with one individual, then our anger really arises the way arises because the way you look at this individual, and he or she is intrinsically real. And similarly, and I'm getting angry, and I'm not happy with this person, this person's attitude and so on. And the very idea of I that you have at this moment is intrinsically real. This is how you perceive this I is something that really concrete existence. So now, when you're practicing the patient, you yourself, the practitioner, is not intrinsically real. And your actual practice of the patient in relation to the other person is not intrinsically real. So this is, you know, how you actually think.
What makes these six what quality about them that makes them when perfection of it, like how perfect is the perfection of it?
The person's level was.
Yeah.
The sumbuti parchin duks garjin parchin garjin labres
parchin sidriyo par chemba gona jina parchin de jibi parchin de parchin ga sangji sar ya yu gyo wa jibi par de chemba jena ta de na hin ji su su lo ju ma ju na san la ba de ki gyo yi parchin na ne ji dong de sangji ji ji ta jo ji sema ji ji ni parchin ji gyo wa de na hin ji ga ji na san la gyo wa yun jin parchin du bo de sangji sar ma de ne yo ma wa
So, actually the perfection, the sixth perfection, the quality of the sixth perfection is actually possessed by only enlightened beings. This is what is, so what we are trying to do is now, whatever the spiritual quality of sixth perfection that is possessed by the Buddhas. And we are kind of trying to adopt that kind of attitude, and make this perfect, you know, by looking at one's practice, starting from practice of generosity in conjunction with looking at, in conjunction with understanding of lack, you know, devoid of intrinsically existent and so on. And this is how it actually makes it perfect. In brief. Yeah. So, do you understand what you mean?
No.
is that like perfection and progression? It seems like it's a perfection of a perfection. If it's a method, intrinsically non-existent, they both sort of cancel out of each other in a way.
So what's the question? Can you repeat that?
His question made me think of, is it a perfection of perfection? When he was teaching that the wisdom perfects all the perfections, would that be called perfection?
No. Number jimbe parshin cha gorobasti. Jimbe parshin cha gorobasta.
Ni parshin diya sanji sa yewa ji.
Jimbe parshin kora ya
sanji sa. Ta tena hii ji suzi lo ya zon na zan yasi. Sanji ki ta jimba tonton dambu de suti suzan dambu de ngan zi. Ta me pe juli tena jimbo tugu marwa. Si chen tangji ilba ra che me banda buji. Ata pa ki wanji.
It wouldn't call it a perfection of perfection, but it is a perfection of what we call the, in other words, the perfection of generosity, practice of the perfection of generosity, when you have understanding of, you know, for instance, if you engage in the practice of generosity, the object that is being given to someone, and the receiver and oneself and so on are all in devoid of intrinsic existence and so on, and then this will really become a practice of, you know, perfection practice of generosity. So without this understanding, your practice of generosity will not become a perfection. It not become a paramita perfection. Yeah, it's, but it wouldn't call it a perfection of perfection.
Well, with the wisdom of wisdom, then you call it perfection. emptiness would seem like it was a perfection. Yeah. In my mind, but maybe I mistake.
Probably. The Quran did it. Then, chick. Tiro, tongbanyi lai chiro ba. Di jiang di gang, ta di na jin jin ko. Dongbanyi lawyong go dile ni chibu dil wa ka so re jimbe phachin da nyam dil ya jimbe nyam len de ni chi jimbe jinze jimba po jinyu changmulo chi kranji ma ro number de on de ko de pardu jimbe pardu jimba slam ni tsar wa tong dong re kan se dongbanyi slavya do bas
pa chin se ne Jimpachi Nazim Nalan Jurava. Jimmy Pachin, that's only probably Yobachi.
No.
Take a party the chambers in the back. Tobanga Bamabaji. Lord, did the Jambaton and Rangi Chulin is under Yang Chulin, but none but Dabachi. Jimba, and Chitin soon and the Gaza and the Pan Yachimani Bacon. With the Najigi, touching by Patrick Tumu, you can Jurava. What the Nagin? That the Nagasanji, you just so Pachin today. Rasuza gujul aja tadi. Rasuza lada dina aja chanda aja azal ni. Sanji tangi jemu moyan jua azal guru wa. Mereka sini tadi. Tanda nanti.
So it's a little different because when we talk of emptiness is again why we say that is, you know, if you're familiar with, there are, you know, 16 types of emptiness, 18 types of 20 types of emptiness, and so on. The reason why this is because, again, sometime there might be a, you know, possibility that individual, when we really think about emptiness as the ultimate existence, and emptiness, their individual might again cling onto emptiness, as emptiness itself is real. So all those objects, such as, you know, phenomena, you know, table, vase, and so on and so forth, you know, pillars, vase, and so on and so forth, are devoid of emptiness. I mean, devoid of, you know, intrinsically real. You know, it's devoid of, you know, concrete existence. And then, and when you come to the emptiness, and there might be possibility that your mind might think that emptiness is something that's real there. You might have a grasp onto emptiness as the real existence, as a true existence. And it is for this purpose, yeah, then the Buddha has taught emptiness itself is emptiness. Okay. So then
grasp to the emptiness being the antidote to something, then I can understand that. But if you give up that attachment to the idea that emptiness is an emptiness, then you have to go to a higher awareness in your meditation, because you will abandon. And that's where I think that's where emptiness would be better understood, at least in the practice of a subtler realization or experience of it. And yet it doesn't, can't pinpoint it. So, well, thank you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. So as we mentioned earlier that
actual perfection of six perfection is the exclusive quality of the Buddha. You know, we're trying to perfect our practice of generosity, perfect our practice of morality, concentration, and so on and so forth, to gain the state of enlightenment. And it's it, at the moment that you're able to perfect it, all your six perfections, your practice of generosity, morality, and so on and so forth, then you have gained the state of enlightenment. You will gain the state of enlightenment simultaneously. That's what it means. So right from now, we are trying to perfect our practice of morality, practice of generosity, and so on.
If Buddha is the only one that possesses all those and comprehends all those and we can't, so how is it possible that we can say that, I am perfecting it without knowing that it is a perfection?
Jinbei Pachin lai di Sangye Gyul ma di Yomar bas.
Yomar is.
Dimei na ni ngan zui dandini ngaran zui Sangye Pachin nyamling chigui slabdi gong liya Sangye Gyul ma di mei na Sangye ma di Shingi mar bas di. Ma xin na ni ngan zui ngol dandini Pachin lai gandis nyamling chigui slabdi gong liya
Sangye Pachin ngan zui hiya ngan zui hini gyur ba. Pachin zing na Sangye Pachin zui dai ganda yun, dana yun, dana yun. An du ni li chan chu sen da
So we have, this is why we are actually training our mind, right? And there's a way of perfecting, and then we have all the dharmas and, you know, teachings that we received. This is how we perfect our mind. This is how we elevate our, abandon our negative thoughts and emotions. And all those instructions is there, right? You have never been to the place where you haven't been, in other words. And you will go there, but going there, you know, to go there, you get instructions. That doesn't mean you know about that place. But you will still able to reach that place throwing, you know, by following the instructions. Right? That's what he means. Okay. Thanks, Kenna. Okay.
And we should say the dedication prayers. Because the dedication on page 22, mandala offering on page 24, and auspicious wishes on page 24.
Sakhe Vandhi Tendang Dhova Kunlaa Jero to mo aje.